Welcome to the Dream Job Hack Podcast, where I teach senior career professionals just how to leverage your expertise and personal brand, along with my recruiting industry insider experience that will help you land your dream job opportunity. My name is Lindsay Mustine, and I am your host.
All right, Kyle, welcome to Dream Job Hack, the podcast to help you get your dream job. I'm here with Kyle Elliott. He's been coaching for a long time. We're going to talk today about catfishing recruiters. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then what the heck does that even mean?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So I'm a career coach and I help people find jobs they love or at least tolerate. And the work I do is anywhere from helping people identify their strengths, their passions, what they're good at, through resume writing, of course, cover letters, LinkedIn, interview prep, salary negotiation, you name it. All of it with the goal of helping people find jobs they love. And when it comes to catfishing, people are often thinking I'm talking about their looks, but I'm not. That's not what I want to talk about with you today. But instead, most of the people I work with are 40 plus years old. And what happens when they write their resume is they do a quick Google search, and one of the first articles comes up says, don't put more than 10 plus years of experience on their resume. And these 40 plus year olds have 15, 20 years of experience. So they start slashing all their previous experience. They go into the interview, the recruiter reads their resume, and they say, on here, it looks like you have 10 years of experience. And then they meet the person and the person has a lot more. So there's a disconnect between the candidate and their resume, and the recruiter feels catfished. So that's not what I advise doing. So I'm really excited to be talking about that today and what I suggest people do instead.
I love the idea of catfishing because you do want to have an idea of what you bring in, right? Because the recruiter's investing time in you, and especially if you're coming into the hiring manager. Because one of the biggest things that I hear from my clients all the time is like they're worried about ageism and being overqualified. So tell me about why it's important to just be authentic to what you are and what kind of skills you can represent today.
Yeah, I think it's similar to candidates being upset when the employer misrepresents a position. When they say, okay, I want someone who's willing to make $100,000 to $150,000, and then you get to the role and they're like, ooh, we're actually looking for someone for $75,000. And you're like, but the role says this. So we want what we see on paper to match what's happening in person so that there's alignment. And something you and I were talking about was integrity. I think it comes down to integrity. So it's okay to package yourself a little different. A lot of clients, I describe them as a present. So you get your Christmas present, you're putting some nice wrapping paper on there. But I think the key is if you're buying someone, let's say a birthday gift, and then you put Christmas wrapping paper on there, they're like, okay, I really appreciate this gift. It's the perfect pair of jeans I've been wanting from Nordstrom, but you put the wrong wrapping paper on there. And even though the gift is what matters, the wrapping paper really does make a difference, even though it's only a small part of the equation.
Yeah, this is actually the idea of pre-framing, actually. And pre-framing is the story you tell before the story, right? Because people make an inference based on the data that they have. And that's what they solidify and will judge the rest of your conversations by is that first impression. So if they think, wait, why are you giving me a Christmas present in July? That's weird, right? We have a disconnect and it is not congruent. So therefore it will immediately cause someone to think that you actually aren't who you say you are because you pretended to be something else. So I love that. So what can job seekers do, you know, when they're feeling like, and I'm going to say one thing here, your age, like unless you are 35, you are going to get dinged one way or the other. 35 is the ideal age. So you've got 1 year where you're not going to have a ton of bias, but for the most time, you're either going to be in the higher range and you're going to have something being overqualified, or you're going to be in that still in that entry level, but still trying to figure out pieces before that. So it's hard either way. Either way, you have to transfer the message, but I think it's really important when you come in, you need to come in at your highest self. So what would you recommend to somebody who is having this process instead of slashing off like, hey, my last 20 years, I'm down to 5 years of experience. What should they do instead?
Yeah, and I love that term of pre-framing. I've never heard that before, but I love that concept. And also, yeah, unless you're right at 35, you're going to be too young or too old. I'm 26, and I went in for an interview about a year ago. I wasn't looking, but I was recruited for a position. And the first question they asked was, how old am I? They said, wow, you look really young. How old are you? illegal, one. And two, I just owned it and said how old I was. Not the ideal scenario to be asked how old you are at the beginning of the interview. But we had a conversation about that in my experience, and that's what we focused on. But with this, I think the really key tip for job seekers is to own up and show up at their highest level, and then to seek out positions that are matching their experience and being at that highest level. So if you find yourself position after position being overqualified, you need to target different positions. You're not targeting the right positions or the right companies if time and time again you're overqualified.
I feel like a lot of times people try really hard to fit the mold that the employer wants, but I would always encourage people, they need to come as who they are, and there is nobody who is you. There's nobody who is you. You're never going to fit everything, and you shouldn't. You need to be who you are, because that's the person they're going to hire, and that's what they're going to expect to show up on the job. So if you portray it, it's the same way. I love the idea of like misrepresenting when an employer says something and then it's different. The candidate is just as guilty. I find that's true. Like when people use the same resume and apply everywhere, I was like, it feels the same as when you get a rejection notice to every single person. We both are guilty of the same things. So how do you change the game? It's by actually being true to who you are. So authenticity, I find this is actually authenticity and integrity are some of the biggest traits for my clients. And so they want to know, like, how do I stop getting dinged for ageism? And I think the biggest part is like, you kind of got to own your experience, and that's what's actually going to get you more money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because that's one of the things people always talk about is not being paid for their experience, yet they're not sharing their experience. So someone can't pay you for something you're not even talking about or sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, is there any advice you would say is the most important thing you can take away so you stop catfishing recruiters, show up at your highest self, and represent your experience effectively to get the most benefit from this process?
Yeah, some advice I give people is to, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and you're not getting results, to try it something different. So I give people this advice, list 20 plus years of experience, if that's how many you have. People say, okay, great idea, and then keep doing what they've already been doing. So I encourage you to try something different and ask yourself, what do I have to lose? You're not getting responses with what's working. If you're listening to this, probably you want some different ideas. So give this a try and see what happens. And you may get less responses than if you put 10 years of experience, but I promise you the response rate to interviews goes through the roof. I had a client, I put 30 plus years of experience on her resume, and she's like, you cannot do that, Kyle. It's going to be ageism. And in a week, she had a job offer. A week. Because someone was saying, you know what, I put 10 years of experience on here, but I'm a CEO. I'm 60 years old. I don't want some 25-year-old. This is what he said. I don't want some 25-year-old as my executive assistant. I want someone with a lot of experience being my gatekeeper. And the job posting didn't say 30 plus years of experience. So sometimes we have to recognize that that job posting is just a wish list for Christmas. And someone's like, okay, I want a bike. And then you're saying, well, I have a motorcycle. Here you go. And really just own all your experience. And going back to what I originally said, just try something different and see what happens. You have nothing to lose.
Oh my gosh. The definition of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, the definition's insanity. So one of my favorite sayings by Dave Ramsey is that if you want a life unlike anyone else, stop acting like everyone else. So try it. It doesn't hurt. You only have the chance, to do something to move yourself forward. So thank you so much for joining me today, Kyle. I think we have a whole other things we can cover based on some of the stuff you just included here, but I've loved chatting with you today and I appreciate your time.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Dream Job Hack Podcast. If you want to have your own kick-ass resume, head over to bit.ly/5dayresume and start the 5-day challenge to write a resume that gets you the interview. See you back here for the next episode.